Today is Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Amid Daf Lamed. I want to discuss a Gemara on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, which is a popular Gemara, and it's discussed by many commentators. The Gemara talks about the child at the time, right before he comes into this world. Let me find the Gemara. Here it is. Darash Rebbe Simlai Luma Havla Doime Bimei Imai. To what is a child compared to in his mother's womb? Lepinkos Shemukubal, to a tablet that is folded. Umunach Yodav Ashtei Tzedav. Okay, Gemara describes the fetal position. His hands are on his temples. Shtei Atzilav, his two elbows, Albeis, our Kivaisav, are on his two legs. Ubeis akava ubeis ag voisof, his two heels are on his buttocks. V'royishay munach l'abein birkov, his head is between his knees. And here's the part I want to focus on. Upiv sosum, a child in the mother's womb, the mouth is sealed. The peh is sosum. While the fetus is in the mother's womb, the mouth is completely closed. V'tiburoi pasuach, and the navel, the umbilical cord, is open. There is communication. It's plugged in. USB port is plugged in to the mother. V'oichel mima she'imoy oicheles v'shoisa mima she'imoy shoisa, and whatever the mother eats makes way into the child, and whatever the mother drinks makes way into the child. V'ena moitzi rei, a fascinating thing. The child in the mother's womb does not produce waste. This is a moifes. It's a moifes. Child does not produce waste as long as it is within the mother's womb. That is one of the wonders of creation. Why? Shema yaharoik es ima. If that would happen, the waste, toxic waste, would kill the mother. Well, what happens? It's time to be born. V'kevan sheyotza la'avir ho'elam. Suddenly, niftach hasosun, what is closed, opens, meaning the mouth, the nose, the breathing that until now was closed, suddenly opens. V'nistam hapasuach, and the umbilical cord, the communication between that was thus far open, now closes. Now this is a fascinating thing. Shulmole came, if not for this transition, this reversal of the pedat sosum is now opens to allow the child to breathe, and the umbilical cord, it appears that whatever the mother is feeding into the baby will now be toxic. That's what it says in the Gemara. That if we would allow this cord, this connection from the mother to the child to remain open, it would be a great sakana. Ein yochel lachios afilu sha'achas, the child will not be able to leave him for one moment, the child will die. Child will die if this will continue for even for one moment, the child will die. Okay, that's the Gemara. We have the Gemara Masechta Brachos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos presents the nusach of the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Every day we say multiple times the bracha of Asher Yotzar. So the Gemara's nusach is Uvarovo Hashem Asher Yotzar Es Adam Bechochma Uvarovo Nikovim Nikovim. Cavities, different cavities, chalulim. Here it translates it as openings and cavities. Nikavim is openings, I'm reading from the art scroll, openings, and chalulim, many cavities. Galui v'yodu alifnei chiseicha v'decha, she'im is known before you, she'im yiposeach echad mehem o yisosein echad mehem. Here the order is in this sitter. First, if one of these openings or cavities would open, an opening or a cavity would open, o yisosein echad mehem, or if one of these cavities or openings that is open would close. So the order is first open and then close. That's all the Gemara says. If you look at the Gemara Masechta, the Brachos Daf Samach Amid Beis, the Gemara presents the Nusach, and that's where the Gemara ends. You couldn't exist. I have here in front of me a siddur,
right.
Nusach Sar. Now my siddur, Nusach Ashkenaz, that's also where the Nusach ends.
Or there's parentheses.
Or there's parentheses, because they're trying to accommodate both Sepharad and Ashkenaz. But if you're a Nusach Ashkenaz man, then that's all it says in the Gemara Masech the Brachos, and that's where you would end. If you are a Nusach Sar person, or other, I guess, Minhagim that originate from Sepharad, then you would continue with what it says here in the siddur that I'm reading from, which is the Nusach Sar siddur, afilu sho'o echos, even one moment. If something would open that was meant to be closed, or something would close that was meant to be open, would open even for one moment, you cannot exist even for one moment. Okay. Efshar lehiskayim efshar lehiskayim v'lamod lefonecha. Period. Period. End. End of sentence. Nusach svar adds three more words. Afilu sho'o echos. So the question is, what's the difference between the lashon that does not include these extra three words and the nusach that does include these extra three words? L'cha'oira, the Gemara, the Nusach Ashkenaz is correct. Because Nusach Ashkenaz does not include those three words, because the Gemara in Mesechta Berachos does not include those three words. And indeed, that's what it says. I don't have in front of me Shulchan Aruch, I don't have all the details in front of me, I'm being Mekatzer, but that would appear to be the correct Nusach. And the Maharam Rattenberg, Zeri Makbit, he's aware that there are those that have a nusach that add these three extra words, afilu sho'o echos, and he says it's a mistake. How could you add those three words? It's a mistake. First of all, it's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. And number two, it's not true. It's not true. If you close your mouth for days, for weeks, live a very long life. You live a lot longer than you open your mouth. So, what is that? If you go, it says there are many cavities, there are many openings. We know that there are openings that should be that should be closed. If they're open, no, so they're open. The mouth should be closed. If it's open, no, you live for a long time also. If it's open, you'll close it. If you close your nose, close your mouth, you can hold your breath. You can hold your breath. Houdini can hold his breath for quite a long time underwater. You can hold your breath. You can do things for quite a while. So how can you possibly say afilu sho'o echos? So he, if I'm not mistaken, the Maharam Rattenberg, he disagrees. He's like, he objects to this nusach of nusach sart shachas on two accounts. Number one, it's not in the Gemara, so don't add things into the nusach that's not in the Gemara. Number two, it's not true. It's not true. There are many openings and cavities in the body, hundreds of cavities and openings, they're meant to be a certain way, and if they're not a certain way, we got a big problem. We have to go to a big doctor and find a real good solution, but it does not necessarily mean the person's going to die in a moment. He'll live for a long time. It's a problem, and we'll find the solution, but it's not afilu sho'o achas. What is sho'o? Sho'o means an hour, sho'o means a minute, pasha means a moment. Sho'o means, it depends on the context.
Yeah.
It depends on the context. Shachas, that means for a longer period of time.
Sure.
Okay, but from the context over here, it would appear to mean for a moment. That's what it would appear. For a moment, not true. Not true. There are many openings that can be closed for more than a few moments and nothing's going to happen. So what's going on here? And that's the Maharam Rattenberg. Along comes the Beis Yosef, the tour. And the Torah says, and the Torah doesn't address directly the Rabbi Rattenberg, but the Torah says, I disagree. You're making a mistake. What is the Nusach HaBracha? The Nusach HaBracha, this part of the Bracha, part of the Nusach, is not referring. How do we learn the Bracha? We recite this Bracha when we come out of the Beis HaKiseh. We've just experienced the miracle. We've just experienced the miracle of releasing waste. And we've gone through a process of different things that were sealed in cavities, and now are open, and now those openings have released what needs to be released, and now they've closed up once again, and everything is fine. A miracle has happened. Things open, close. We perceive the bracha is a bracha that's said on our life experience. Not what happened when we were born. Not what happened when we were in our mother's womb. The bracha is said for something current. Now. Person is 90 years old. He's making the bracha. What happened now? When he's 90 years old. Today. Not what happened 91 years ago. What happened when he was in his mother's womb or the moment he was born. And therefore, when it says here, Nikavim, Nikavim, Chalulim, Chalulim, refers to the openings and the cavities in the body. All of them. The stomachs and bladder and Nikavim and all the different parts of the body which relate to releasing waste. The Torah says, guess what? You're making a big mistake. That's not Pshat and the Bracha. The Pshat and the Bracha, every time a person goes to the Beis Hakis, say, Inach Nami, you thank Hashem for what has happened, for the but it's also a reminder of your birth. It's an incredible understanding of the Bracha. The eager focus of the Bracha is not so much the miracle of releasing waste. When you release waste, it's an opportunity to thank Hashem that you were born healthy. You're going back to your birth. Birth? How do we describe birth? Well, they have to go to Masechta Midah, Daf Lamed. And Masechta Daf Lamed, we learn about the moment of birth. And the moment of birth, the Gemara tells us the fetal position, and then tells us when the child comes out. It says before the child, when the mother, the child's in the feet in the mother's womb. It says here that a piv sasum v'tibura pesuach v'yoch mashima yachelus v'shoyes mashima v'shoyes in the mosirei shem yarek zimo v'kevan shiyotza la'avir ha'olam. The moment of birth, niftach hesasum. What was closed opens up. The Nistam HaPasuach, and here in the Gemara Masechta Nida tells us how the mouth opens and the Tiburo closes. Shulmolei Kain, Eino Yocho Lachyos Afilu Shoha Echos. So the Torah says the Merami Rundberg is learning the Bracha Midin current health. I disagree. The Tafkid of the Bracha Asher Yotzar is a zecher of what happened at the moment, that moment of Leida. At that moment, at Leida, miracle happens where there's a transition between the Peh and the Tiburoi. Memela comes out according to the Zahalan Mepharshim, an incredible insight into the Bracha, according to the Torah, when it says here, Nikovim, Nikovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, the Nikovim and the Chalulim is not the stomach, it's not the bladder, it's not of all of these. It's referring specifically to the mouth and the navel, the tibur. And I was thanking Hashem that at the moment of birth, that transition, a miracle, that's the Kriyas Yamsof. It's, I don't know if even modern science can explain in detail how this works. This transition, at that moment, all of a sudden, the child, there's such chacham and the bria, that the mouth, all of a sudden, the esophagus opens up, the windpipe opens up, the esophagus opens up. Magic? Until now, it was sasum, the esophagus and then the windpipe, that's the nikavim, nikavim, chalulim, chalim, and the tiburoi, all of a sudden knows no more, don't allow anything from the mother to flow into the baby, because now, at this moment in time, it's toxic. So it's, this is half-level fella. And that is afilu sho'achas. So it's incredible, and that's why also it fits very well. That's going to be the nafkamina. What do you say first? Imi poseach. The Gemara says that the Gemara's nusach is that the sasum. The Gemara is. Let me find the Gemara. Shol mole kin eni yochal achyos afilu on came from chiyot lavi olam niftach hasasum. So she'im yiposeach echod mehem. You have to play with it. I don't know the details, but you should know there are different nuschos. You have to play around with this.
Yeah, I've seen it both ways.
Right, exactly. There are different nuschos, so you have to play around, and that's what it refers to. If you're going to learn that the bracha is referring to the time of yitzira, then it would be one way. At the time of birth, then it would. I can't map it out now. It's still too complicated for my little mind. But if you learn, there's a difference. But we have to realize there are two mahalchim in the bracha. There's a mahalch, the bracha refers to current, and the nekavim, nekavim, chalim, chalim refers to the organs, the stomach, the bladder, and so on and so forth. or refers to a very specific moment, to nafkaminas. If it's the moment of birth, it's appropriate to say afilu shachas, even though it's not in the Gemara Masechta Brachos, it's in Masechta Nida. And then the order of you have to analyze and think deeply and to match the Gemara, should it be Yiposeach or Yisosem, or first Yisosem and Yiposeach. But if it's not referring to the moment of birth, referring to what's, it would be the other way around. Then you would not say the words afilu shachas, and you would, it all depends. The two different, is it the time of birth or is it the time of life? Every single day. Time of life, you would not say shachas. And then you would have to analyze if it's correct to say yiposech or yisosem one way or the other. You can play around with it. If it's referring to time of birth, then you would say afilu shachas, and you can play around if with the proper order. Let me just give you one more interpretation. And there's a third interpretation. And this is fascinating. The Marsha. The Marsha says, not like the Torah, not like the Rabbi Renberg. The bracha refers to your existence in your mother's womb. When you were in your mother's womb, there was chalulim, chalulim. Pretty, it's similar to the approach of the Torah, but not at the moment of Yitzira, but at the moment when you were a fetus during those 9 months, the Tisha Yar Cheleda, when you were developing during those 9 months, then the peh was sasam. If your peh would open up during the Tisha Yar Cheleda, afilu shachas, in the mother's womb, you're finished. And if the chalulim, chalulim, which also refers to the nikav, the Marsha is very good because it's not just the peh, it's also the continuation of the Gemara of the rei, eina moitzi rei. All of the Nikovim and the Chalulim, the Ketanim and the Gedolim, see, it's much more gewaldic than Marsha. The Marsha, because according to the Torah, we're referring specifically to the Peh and to the navel. According to the Marsha, the Gemara goes weiter. That it was one of the miracles about the fetus, that the baby does not produce waste when it's in the mother's womb. Because if the baby, the fetus, would produce waste in the mother's womb, this is pikuach nefesh for the child and the mother. So, half of the fella. Now you make the Birchas Asher Yatzar, you thank Hashem Ribonish, I thank you now that the waste has been released, has been removed, and I thank you about the time of birth, when I was my mother's fetus, I thank you then that the waste was not removed. The contrast between today, when we want the waste to be removed, relative to what happened in the mother's fetus when there the waste was stored up, whatever that means, and the waste was not removed. Because if the waste was removed, the nikavim, nikavim, chalulim, chalulim would open in the mother's womb and waste would come out, whether it's the ketanim or the gedolim, or whether the peh would open up. All of a sudden, the mother's on strike and she pulls out the USB port and the cord from the... that's it! It's curtains! All these things didn't happen. So, sach hakol, three mahalchim in the brach of Asher Yotzah. Is it today, current, everything is working fine, Baruch Hashem, halavai vayita? Or is it the moment of birth, that critical moment, when everything switches? Or is it, well, or
work now and they work then?
Or is it? You, of course, or is each one that says only one? Each one approach is very specific. The Rabbi Berman says it's today. It's every single day. The Torah says no. The bracha is a bracha for a very specific moment in your life when you were born. Time and the Marsha. No, the Marsha says it's not the moment of birth. Not so much. It's not the moment of birth, and it's not today. It's the 9 months you were in your mother's womb. In your mother, during those 9 months before you were born, because during those 9 months, I don't know exactly 9 months, because you know these things don't really apply until much later in the development of the fetus. But it's referring to the whole Gemara of that the pesosim, the umbilical cord is open, and the waste was not released because that would have killed the mother, killed the child. That's what you thank Hashem for. Now, Lamayach, this is a fascinating insight. There's a halach. You wake up in the morning. Rosh Negovaser, right? You say Al Tilas Yadayim. You say Elokai Neshama Shusatibi Nu Neshama Shusatibi Tohiri Atov Rasa. Do you say Asher Yotzah? You wake up in the morning. Well, usually it's not a gay because you go to the bathroom, right? You go to the bathroom like 99.99% of the time. You wake up in the morning. You go to the bathroom. So you have his Asher Yotzah. Let's say Liyitzuya, for whatever reason, I don't know whatever the situation is, even in the morning, I don't have to go. I just don't have to go. Why don't you have to, the whole night you have to go? Since let's say you go in the middle of the night, if you go in the middle of the night, then the Ashayotza goes where you have in the middle of the night. You went last night, you made an Ashayotza, you went to sleep, you wake up in the morning, and you don't have to go to the bathroom. Or I'm sure you can find. I don't have to go into gory details. You can find. You can construct for yourself cases. Shluis this that halacha cases. You don't have to make. You don't have to go to. But it's time to say Berachas Hashachar. You're saying Dosidayim Vakai Neshama. Do you make Ashayotzar? So the answer is you do. You do make Ashayotzar. Why do you make Ashayotzar? So according to the Maral Meirinberg, it's not so. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Why do you make Asher Yotza? It's a tough kasha. Because the Brach Asher Yotza and his understanding is you've done your needs. You've done what you need to do. Your body is functioning and the Chazal, you make the Brach. But according to the Torah and according to the Marsha, it's not a kasha. The Brach of Asher Yotza is not really a Bracha for successfully surviving the ordeal of coming out of the Beis Akise. It's a bracha. Coming out of the Beis Akise is an opportunity to thank Hashem that you were created healthy, that you had a healthy development in 9 months in the womb, and you came out healthy. When a person wakes up in the morning, that's a new birth. When you wake up in the morning, just like you make the bracha lokai neshama, it's a new birth. It's a new life. Every day is a new existence. And when you come and you wake up in the morning, you think back to the beginning of your creation. Oh, it's a whole different bracha. Asher Yotzar is not about going to the bathroom. It's about being born. Being born, it happens to me that during the day you make the bracha at different turn opportunities. But the ideal time to make that bracha would be when you wake up in the morning, regardless of if you go to the bathroom or you don't go to the bathroom. So it makes perfect sense. And one last beautiful Jewish, I believe this comes from Rav David Cohen. I don't remember exactly. It's been a long time since I saw this. I think it's something that is incredible, and it fits also perfectly into this whole theme. What's the news of the bracha? O ye sase mechabiyem, iafshar lehiskayim vila amot. What does it mean, vila amot? Lehiskayim means to exist, to endure. Vila amot and to stand. What do you mean to stand? You stand? Okay, so you stand. You can't take anything for granted today. You stand. So he says the word amida in Chazal means tefillah. I don't know of the psukim on the tip of my tongue, but there are many psukim in Tanakh.
The Amida,
Shemona Esrei. Amida means Oymei lefnei Hamelach, Nasati lecha mahalchem bein ha'oimdim ha'ela. It means to daven. So Pashashada means, let's look at Merami Runberg. Merami Runberg means person has a stomach disease, there's waste, you can't daven. If you have to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to daven. E.F. Shar, if one of the openings, Yiposech, Echamim, or Yisimachim, E.F. Shar lehiskayim, vilamot, I wouldn't be able to daven. The whole tafkid of a purpose of a human being is to be able to daven to Hashem. Lehiskayim, vilamot, to be mispalel to Hashem. Vilamot. That's how he learns. Pashup Shat, Hafluna. And now, so that's according to Rami Rimberg, it's very good. It's very nice according to Rami Rimberg. If a person has to go to the bathroom, you got waste in the bathroom, you have to go and it's not working, you can't get it out, or whatever, you got problems, you can't daven. Now the Baruch Hashem, everything is working. Oh, lamod, I can daven. But according to the Marsha and the Torah, it's even better. Because it took about the Malachim with Yaakov Avinu, let me go. My time has come. My time has come to say Shira. My whole tafkid has come to say Shira. I've been waiting. My whole existence was for this one moment. A person is like a malach. You've come into this world. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into this world? To serve Hashem. To be lamoid lefanech. That's the tafkid. Lehiskayim. You've come into this world, lehiskayim, to exist. Vilamoid, and to serve your Creator. So, it has a more deeper, powerful meaning according to the Marsha and the Torah. The whole bracha really was established, not necessarily for going to the bathroom,
it was established as a hakara of your of a successful existence. You've come into the world. You had the Tisha Yachaleda went okay. The birth was okay. And therefore, now that I've come into this world, I can achieve my tafkid. And what's my tafkid? Lehiskayim v'la'amod. And I can serve you. It ties together the purpose of your birth with the fulfillment and the implementation of your potential. And that fits very well into the whole theme of this. Halacha l'maaseh, what should you think when you make the bracha? All three. No one's holding you back. You should make all three. When you make the bracha, if you say afilu she'echas, but you can have, even if you don't say afilu she'echas, but you can have all three in kavana, it's for Baruch Hashem, able to go to the Beis HaKisei. Baruch Hashem, the Leda was survived the traumatic experience of Leda. And number three, the Tisha Yarchei Leda. Survived Tisha Yarchei Leda.
Yeah.
Chazal were misakein and made an additional takana that every time you go to the bathroom, you should be makir the Tisha Yarchei Leda. That's what.
And according to the Torah.
According to the Torah, every time you go to the Beis HaKisei, you should be makir the Shas HaLeda, the moment of Leda. And according to the Rambam Ramberg, every time.
Yeah.
It's not a stretch. It's not a stretch.
According to Shas HaLeda, every time I go to the bathroom, remember Shas HaLeda, with 9 months, I was in my mother's womb. I mean,